Top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second kick-ass life show designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body, a little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a little kick right in the arse. And we always start with a few fun facts. Do you realise you breathe on average about 5 million times in 1 year? And months that begin on a Sunday always, I'm talking about always, have a Friday the 13th inside of them. And when we're born, we have 300 bones. And by the time we're an adult, we only have 206. I don't know where we lose them, but we lose them. And do you realise this? The average lead pencil can write a line 35 miles long, or write approximately 50,000 English words. Who works out that stuff? Somebody sits there and tells you, I'm going to work out how many words you can write with this pencil. My goodness, get a life, would you? Would you get a life? And the present population is expected to rise to 15 billion by 2080. I hope I'm around. I'm doing a lot of good things to my body, but I don't know. That'll be a hard one to reach. Last one. The tip of a bullwhip moves so fast that the sound it makes is actually a tiny sonic boom. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday. I want to start with a little comedy. And remember, this is going out to two shows. You could be listening to this on one of my shows, the Amplified Network Marketing, or the other, the Kick-Ass Life. It's relevant. It's a little kickstart for the week. And I share the show with both of you. So here we go. And this is my friend Brian Regan. And let's just talk about balloons. Whoop. I had the wrong speaker on. Here we go.
Another family, they had like a 5-year-old boy holding a helium balloon, and he accidentally let go of his balloon. The boy started crying, and his parents were like, why are you crying? It's a balloon. We'll get you another one. I'm like, japers, grapers, folks. Sometimes I don't think adults try hard enough, you know, to understand what kids are going through. You know, if you wanted to relate to what it's going through, imagine if you took your wallet out and it just started floating away. Why are you acting like that? It's a wallet. We'll get you another one. I want another one!
I know, he's a little bit over the top. I'll come back to him in a second. You know, just to sort of start off, I want to talk a little bit about relationships because, you know, there's a thing, right? We've got two shows here. Amplified Network Marketing, which is really about squeezing the juice out of life and really, you know, just leading an extraordinary life. And you can't do it without great friends. And, you know, we've got the Amplified Network Marketing. So Kick-Ass Life, squeeze the juice. Amplified Network Marketing is truly about helping people create a vehicle and freedom and be able to crank it up, turn up the dial on their life, relationships, finances, everything. And so, you know, what's the cornerstone of that? Well, relationships. And what we're seeing right now, we're seeing there's so many stats out there on the whole relationship thing, which are, you know, quite interesting to say the least. And so what we're seeing is that people who have a lot of friends living longer, people who have a lot of friends are able to battle, you know, diseases like cancer more effectively. People who have a lot of friends are happier. I mean, on so many fronts, and there's studies on all this stuff, is that this sort of social network that we build. And again, for you network marketers, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But when you first start out in a company, you know, you don't have the capacity sometimes to think that you're going to end up with 70 or 100 or 200,000 people in your team. And one day you'll walk in a room and people are going to give you standing ovations on stage, you know, and you're a plumber right now. I see that all the time. But you kick-ass life practitioners, you know, I've talked to you a lot over the last year, I mean, 300 shows, It's about going first, is how do you create great friends? All right. So, you know, before that, though, I think it's time for a little song. It's Monday. Wakey, wakey. Come on, everyone. Let's make this the best week of our lives. And remember, friendship is important. So if you're going to collect anything in this lifetime, because if you collect anything, cars, stamps, whatever, when you pass away, someone's going to cut it up. They're going to break it up. They're going to flog it. They're going to sell it, right? You collect friends, man. They're all going to be standing there. And a little part of you is going to live on through your stories, through their stories, all right? It's really a beautiful collection. Here we go. Better wake up. Come on, guys. Don't lay around. Make this the best week ever. We got to start it off right. Oh, yeah, baby. Do you realize Dr. Dean Ornish, a pioneer in reversing heart disease, notes that no other factor in medicine, not diet, not smoking, not exercise, not stress, not genetics, not drugs, not surgery, has a greater effect on how often we get sick than the healing power of love. See? Love and friendship, man. That's where it's at. On a good note, by the way, best friends annoy each other less as they age. Huh? That's the Michigan Daily. Do you realize this? Studies show unequivocally that it's the friendship part of marriage that makes marriage last. There you go. So friendship's a big deal. How do we do it? Ladies and gentlemen, how do we do it? Well, you know, I teach this and I'll be going this weekend. I'm going to be doing an event in Vancouver. And I'm telling you what I went this weekend. What am I talking about? I just did an event in Vancouver. Crazy person. So this weekend I'm doing an event. Where am I going to be? I'm in California. I apologize. But, you know, I teach a lot on the art of connection. And truly what's magical when I'm teaching that is I don't teach it as a philosophy. I teach it by putting people into partner shares, one after the other, after the other. And over 2.5 days, they may meet 40 or 50 new people. And in the beginning, I start to teach them how to ask great questions, how to find the things they have in common. So this is the number one key, right? So if we take it back to the bare roots, how are you, the one driving to work right now, or you're in the gym, you're exercising, you're walking the dog, you're washing dishes, question and challenge this week, whether you're a network marketer and you're listening to the Amplified Network, or you're a kick-ass lifer and you're a practitioner who's wanted to kick butt, challenge this week, make a new friend. And start thinking about it as a collection. Does it take effort? Yeah, but it's going to start with you. Remember, everyone's waiting for somebody else to go first. So it starts with a smile, a little twinkle in your eye, and a hello. Now, if you say hello to someone and they say nothing back, I guarantee they're not open or ready to have you in their life as a friend. If they look at you like you're a wacko weird job, don't worry about it. That says more about them than it does about you. But if you genuinely say hello and you're fascinated and interested, you know, what can happen is you can start developing great friends. And think of every friend you have currently. They started with a hello and they've been fostered over time. You found things you have in common. And we just did this Friends and Family Week on the island in Belize. And a lot of my friends, I mean, some of them I have one thing in common with, like Robbie and I are divers, right? So we dive all the time. We sail together, right? Very, very different from Steve. Steve and I are hunters, right? So we hunt together, you know, so we're hiking in the mountains together. Very, very different. And so, you know, all of us, you know, how do we have more friends? Well, we lead a more extraordinary life. And if you haven't listened to the, who have I got coming up? I have Tim Ferriss coming up. Listen to that. He talks about learning new things, the meta learning. That's going to be on Tuesday, so tomorrow. So listen to that. And listen to the idea that you can learn new things. And the more things you learn, the more things you're passionate about. If you love dancing, or like me, I like to dance. I like cooking. I like hiking. I like writing. I like triathlons. I love poetry. I like flying. I like diving. I mean, I could go on for hours and hours and hours because I like everything. So if I'm talking to someone, I say hello, we start chatting, and someone talks about something they do, there's a good chance I've tried it, or I'm fascinated about it, I'm interested in it, and I'm open to it. Then we find common ground. When you find common ground, the conversation is easy, it's light, and quite often people will say, oh my goodness, I feel like I've known you my whole life. That's the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Time for a song. This is wonderful Bob Seger.
Soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding. You just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go. Turn the page.
That's right, turn the page, and here I go. Off to California. And people say, oh, you do a lot of traveling. I love traveling. I love people. I'm fascinated by all people. It doesn't matter where they're from, ethnicity, culture. It doesn't matter whether you speak my language or not. It's so easy to discover people if you want to, right? So your homework, everyone, this week, you network marketers should be doing this anyway. Just go out and connect. Don't try and get people. And you kick-ass lifers, go out there. Come on, go first. Squeeze the juice out, right? So, if you're listening to the Kick-Ass Life Show, how I end the show, it's we'll see you on the other side. Now, if you're listening to Amplified Network Marketing, I say this, crank it up. It's time to turn the dial. Turn the dial on your life. Turn the dial on your relationships. Crank it up on your intimacy. Crank up that bank account. Come on, squeeze the juice out of life. I tell you, life is a beautiful thing. And when you wake up every single day, is it excited and passionate about people and life? And just, think of that. How many millions of breaths we have left? And there's that wonderful saying, it's not the amount of breaths we take, it's the amount of moments that take our breath away. So I will see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.